Okay, today we know the venues of the upcoming World Cup competitions in soccer. That's coming in 8 and 12 years' time. The United States didn't get it. The 2022 World Cup will be held in the tiny Persian Gulf country of Qatar. And they beat out the likes of Australia, Japan, and South Korea, as well as America. And the 2018 decision was another surprise. Russia will hold that competition. Quite a coup for Russia, so we're going to go to our Moscow correspondent, NPR's David Green. Hi, Dave.
Hi there, Steve.
I suppose people tend to think of Russia more for their hockey than their soccer.
I think you could say that. Although, you know, it's a surprise here at the moment, but in the last few months and weeks, I mean, Russia was considered one of the favorites. I mean, this is a large country, as you know. They've never hosted a World Cup, and so they thought that they had a pretty good argument. But the last few days, people started saying, well, it's probably going to go to one of the big countries like England, and people started feeling the air go out of the effort here. So I think there is some surprise, but I was just out on the streets, and there's no honking. No one is celebrating. It is like 0 degrees. So I think people might be in their living rooms watching this
jumping
coverage
up and
on
down
TV.
Indoors.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's easy to run down Russia. It certainly gets a lot of bad press. But Moscow has been quite a glittering city that's had a lot of development, isn't it?
It has. I mean, Moscow is an incredibly expensive city. You know, a lot of critics say this is where the elite can live and play and work, and that the rest of the country is in bad shape. So as they start looking at the venues, we'll have to see if this is really an opportunity for Russia to start developing other cities in the way that Moscow really has.
Is it also an opportunity for the prime minister of Russia and the man who's seen in many cases is running the country, Vladimir Putin?
I think it is an opportunity for him. I mean, you know, his project has been getting ready for the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, which is his favorite vacation spot. And there was some early news coverage about perhaps that not going so well, not really following environmental standards down there. But that's certainly an opportunity for Russia. And, you know, Steve, we saw with the World Cup in South Africa. I mean, it really puts the spotlight on a part of the world. And Russia, you know, gets a bad rap in a lot of the WikiLeaks documents we've seen, you know, a sort of a bad reputation in the eyes of U.S. officials. So I think Russia is going to see this as an opportunity to improve its image and really show people some of the positives of this place.
Well, we still don't have all the WikiLeaks documents out, so maybe we'll discover their documents relating to Russia's effort to get the World Cup here or America's effort to get it. Who knows? Who knows?
We'll be watching.
Is it clear where it will be in Russia, by the way, David? Largest country in the world here.
It's not clear. The feeling is that there's going to have to be a lot of building. I mean, there are stadiums. This is a very developed soccer or football program, as they call it here. There are a lot of fans. I mean, there was sort of a sense of fatalism because Russia didn't even qualify for the World Cup in South Africa. And so I remember being at one of those huge matches here in Moscow when things started to look bad and Russia lost to Germany and things turned south. But there are a lot of fans and I think a lot of cities that would be very excited to host some of these matches, so we'll see what they choose.
And we're talking 7 or 8 years in advance, so the Russians will have a chance to improve their game.
Who's going to be prime minister? Who's going to be president? We have no idea. But yeah, they have a good chance to build up the program. I think they will not want a repeat of this last World Cup. They will actually want to qualify for the World Cup that they are hosting.
David, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's David Green in Moscow. Russia has won the 2018 World Cup in soccer. The 2022 World Cup will go to Qatar.